Welcome to the second episode of the DB Media Podcast. I'm Brian, this is Dylan, and today we will be talking about all things superhero. Alright, starting off, what's your favorite Marvel movies?
Favorite Marvel movies?
Yeah.
The Marvels, Daredevil, let's see, Captain Marvel.
Shut up. when you said the Marvels, I started to get a little worried. When you said Daredevil, and I was like, this guy, I don't know what he's talking about. All right. For real, let's give me some of your favorites. Top 10, if possible.
No, top 10. Endgame.
Okay.
I'll go from best to worst, I guess. An Endgame. Deadpool, Wolverine.
You think Endgame's the best Marvel movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Endgame, Deadpool, Wolverine. Spider-Man, No Way Home.
Okay. Solid.
And then, the first Iron Man.
Okay. Solid pick.
Thor movie.
Okay.
Thor Ragnarok.
Ragnarok's up there for me.
Thor Ragnarok. First Avengers.
Okay.
I really liked Edward Norton's Hulk.
I do too. I think there's a solid pick as well. Now, it doesn't have to be MCU movies.
Oh.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. I should have clarified that. Any kind of Marvel property.
Oh.
I'm talking about Marvel as. I hate just being classified as just MCU.
Yeah.
Like, Marvel as a whole.
Yeah. Messed me up. I forgot my list now.
Sorry.
X-Men Days of Future Past.
That's a good one.
The Wolverine. And the second Captain America movie.
Those are all solid picks. Days of Future Past, I'm going to go ahead and put that as an honorable mention. I think I'd make that my top 10. On here I have top 10 least to best. Least being Fantastic Four, the original movie. I'd probably replace that for Days of Future Past.
The one with Chris Evans, right?
Yeah.
They have an original, like, 90s or 80s.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the one.
I don't think that one was ever released, actually.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and replace that one with Days of Future Past. Number 9, I have Endgame.
Maybe.
Endgame's pretty dope. I like it. But I think Winter Soldier, number 8, is better. I just like... It had a better ending and introduced us to Falcon. I think just that was a ball better Captain America story. And that will lead me to number 7, will be Deadpool and Wolverine. Great movie. I think it's a little overhyped, but I mean, I love the movie. We'll get more into that though. Number 6, I have Venom, Let There Be Carnage. I absolutely love the Venom movies, but Venom, Let There Be Carnage is fantastic.
Morbius was better.
Morbius, listen, Morbius would probably be in my top 15. I loved Morbius.
It was okay.
I absolutely loved it.
I didn't care for the Venom movie.
Jared Leto's overhated.
I didn't care for the second Venom movie. I liked the first one better.
We will be reviewing Venom 3 in 3 weeks, I believe.
3 weeks?
Yep, 3 weeks.
Okay.
What were you saying though? Sorry.
Yeah, the first Venom was better. The second one, yeah, it was supposed to bring in Carnage and stuff. It was just a lot of lackluster.
No, I feel like
they tried to do too much with too little of time.
I don't know. I disagree.
A lot of superhero movies, especially ones that aren't in the MCU, they do that a lot. Mm. They bring in like these big comic book characters and they try and tell a story with them within a limited amount of time, and, you know, they just give him some kind of a wimpy death.
I mean, that's fair. I mean, I just don't see it that way. I thought it was great. I loved the battle between Venom and Carnage at the end. And I don't think you could have got a better actor to play Cletus Cassidy.
Yeah, he's pretty good, but that's the thing, though. Like,
I do believe
they threw him away.
I believe he was underused. Don't get me wrong, I mean, with the whole multiverse thing, he could always come back. But
yeah, but I for some reason, I don't think that Woody Harrelson would come back. I'm not sure, though.
Well, my number five would be Ghost Rider, Nicolas Cage. I think it's a fantastic movie. The sequel, not as much, but number five is just fantastic.
I can't remember anything about the sequel.
The sequel wasn't that good. No, you can skip it. Number four would probably be Logan.
Yeah.
Absolutely love Logan. It's the first time we get to see Wolverine as full-blown Wolverine. Like, yeah, we got, like, berserker-like scenes in X-Men movies, but Logan... You got to see a rated R Wolverine. Yeah, we're cutting people's limbs off, stabbing people. Like, yeah. I don't know. It was amazing.
I'm not trashing the movie. It's just they've done that a lot with Wolverine. The only movie that shows him get better by throughout the movie is X-Men Origins. Every other like. This is just a lone Wolverine movie. This isn't the X-Men movies or anything like that. Just the lone Wolverine movies. Every other one is just him going into a decline. And he has to not only fight the antagonist, but his decline. And that's something I don't like about the Wolverine movies.
That's fair. That's 100% fair. I see that. That's a good point.
Honestly, the... X-Men Origins Wolverine would be a good movie if they didn't...
You don't like Origins?
What?
You don't like Origins?
I like Origins. I do. Don't get me wrong. It's just... Like, it loses, like... Like, in a five-star rating, it loses at least a star and a half for what they did to Deadpool.
I 100% agree. I don't remember what I rated it, but... I agree with that. Like, it has to be a minimum of 3.5 stars for me. When we do ratings, it is letterbox ratings.
Links will be included in the bio.
Yes, links will be in the description. Will be in our TikTok bio. Whole nine. We'll link our. I should have said that the first video, but I agree with that. Like, Origins is a minimum of 3.5 stars because they took the Merc with the mouth. They took away his mouth.
Yeah.
That was, I agree with that. Other than that, I love Origins. Number three, I got Avengers Age of Ultron. I think it's the best Avengers movie. Ultron should have been a bigger character.
Yeah, that's another thing. I'm not saying the MCU doesn't do it, but that's the thing about superhero movies is they try and take these comic book characters that are like, that's why I'm nervous about Null in Venom 3. They're going to try and tell a story about him in 130 minutes. And
I don't know. I have hope. Call me crazy, but I have hope that they're not going to do a lot with Null in Venom 3. I feel like they're going to introduce Null. I have a whole topic on Null. I feel like they're going to introduce Null. Yeah. But I feel like they're going. It might be a post-credit scene. It might be towards the end of the movie. But I don't think we're going to see Venom fight him because Venom just cannot fight Null. Like, he is an Avengers-level threat.
Yeah.
Like, he would one-hit Venom. Like, it's not even close. Like, his sword is the sword that the God Butcher from Thor 4 uses to kill Celestials.
Yeah.
Like, no one's taking on Null by themselves.
Yeah.
Like, the comic books, I want to hope that if they do a Null like movie, like where they fight Null, that it is the King in Black, I think is the name of the comic book, the storyline. I want to hope it's the King in Black storyline. It is a fantastic storyline that just showcases Null's power.
Yeah.
But no, I agree with that. Like, they do end up taking a lot of good characters that would make three or four movies great, or even two movies, and trying to make them defeat them in one movie.
But after Endgame, they just started ruining characters, like Taskmaster.
Oh, dude, we have a whole topic on the state of the MCU and Taskmaster specifically.
Yeah, Taskmaster.
They nerfed Taskmaster. Oh my gosh, he was one of the best villains, and now he's one of the most laughable villains. But we'll talk about that in a minute. Number two.
She.
Don't get me started, all right? Like, I have nothing wrong with changing genders on characters. Nothing wrong with it. I believe they're done with Captain Marvel. I'm not big on Captain Marvel comic books. I could be wrong on that.
They're two different people.
Oh, okay.
Mar-Vale.
Okay, yeah. So, I have nothing wrong with that. But I have something wrong with that when they start to nerf the character. If he would have been, or if she would have been a good Taskmaster, have at it. Make her a good Taskmaster. But she's not. She's a very bad one.
Basically a Winter Soldier.
Exactly. She gets whooped by Black Widow. Like, he is someone who stands toe-to-toe with the Punisher, with Spider-Man. And you're going to have him fighting Black Widow? Nah, dude, get out of here. We'll talk more about that in a minute. So, number two, I got No Way Home. I think that's one of the best Marvel movies, like, to come out. I'm not even going to lie, a lot of it is nostalgia.
Yeah.
Like, I am 100% enough to admit that the two Spider-Man come back and fighting with Tom Holland Spider-Man, it's a straight-up nostalgia ride, and I'm for it.
Yeah.
Well, I went to the theater on opening night and watched. And when Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield came out, the theater cheered. Yeah. It was a whole vibe. It was fantastic.
I think that's what they, if they're going to keep going with this multiverse thing, I think that's what the MCU needs to keep doing, is like, bring back beloved characters. But after this Deadpool Wolverine, they're either going to have to give some of these characters their own movies, probably like Gambit.
Gambit deserves his own movie.
I don't know if he should get his own movie, but he should definitely be included in whatever X-Men project they have.
I agree, but I think he deserves his own movie, 100%. He's a fantastic comic book character. I know you don't read a lot of comic books like I have. Like, I know I've probably read significantly more than you, just because I have more time to do it. But he is a significant comic book character. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. He's fantastic. I think he deserves his own movie. But a lot of characters that haven't got their own movie, I think, deserve their own. My number one is Civil War. I could watch Civil War a million times. I love this movie. What do you think about Civil War?
Yeah, it's pretty good, but it breaks people up and makes you want to read into the next story that it doesn't continue until the next movie.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's fun to see Iron Man and Captain America duke it out. But that's my top 10 Marvel movies. Now, the next topic we have here is going to be top DC movies. This one, now, we can talk about the DC as a whole on this one. I understand people not liking it. Like, not in the state of the DCU. But they have some bangers.
The only good DCEU movie that they have right now, before James Gunn, is Batman v Superman.
What?
Is Batman v
Superman. I thought you said James Gunn done Batman v Superman. I was like, no, homie, no.
Before James Gunn was Batman v
Batman Superman. Batman v Superman is one of the best DC movies to come out.
Yeah,
I've seen too much hate for that online. I'm going to defend it to my dying breath. I love that movie.
Yeah, I don't see. A lot of people didn't like it. I liked it pretty good. It was about as, I wouldn't say it was as good as the first Avengers.
No, I don't think it's good as the first. Marvel has it beat by a landslide, I think.
Yeah. Really, the only two, like, Man of Steel Batman v Superman and the first Aquaman movie are really the only good DCEU movies.
Now, I got obviously top 10 here too. I got Justice League as my number 10. But specifically, Zack Snyder's version.
I
could take it or leave it, to be honest with you.
It's about a movie. It's just basic. That's the thing about Superman, though, is it's a movie about a bunch of superheroes who can't defeat a villain, and then like they're completely struggling, and then Superman just shows up and does it all.
That's
like,
one of the big.
The Justice League was completely unnecessary.
I agree. That's one of the biggest qualms I have with the movies. I hate that. Like they're getting their butts warped the entire time, and then Superman just comes and saves the day.
Yeah.
Like, why even have a Justice League?
It should have just been called Superman Saves the Justice League.
I 100% agree. Like, I can take it or leave it, but I really didn't know what else to put at my number 10 slot. My number 9 is Man of Steel.
Yeah. That's probably the best DCEU movie.
Now I would have had Man of Steel ranked higher, but it has I have a big problem with it. Superman's dad's death. Like,
he dies in a lot of the comics.
No, I know he dies, but it's the way he dies.
Oh, yeah, the tornado.
The tornado? Stupidest thing ever. Like, the whole point of his dad dying in the comic books was because he dies of a heart attack, and it's something Superman can't stop. But no, he's coming out from an underpass, and his dad's like, no, don't come get me. Don't save me. But he shows everyone he's Superman, like, what, like a couple months later? That is so... Like, yeah. It loses all of the impact it has from his death. Like, I don't know, I can't stand that. Yeah. That's why I significantly dropped it on my rating. And then I have Blue Beetle. Have you seen Blue Beetle yet? Yeah. I enjoyed it. It was like DC's Superman, or not Superman, DC's Iron Man.
Yeah, it sucked.
I really liked it.
I didn't think it was that good.
George Lopez in that movie? It's fantastic. He was like some of the best comedic relief we got.
Yeah, but I still don't think he was. I just don't think the Blue Beetle was anything special. That's supposed to be the first DC movie in James Gunn's universe. That's a weird start, but okay.
He kind of copied Iron Man. He started just like Iron Man did. And then number 7, I got Shazam. Have you seen the Shazam movies?
Yeah, I forgot about those, to be honest. I forgot all about those.
Those are good movies. Now,
I haven't watched the second one.
The second one's not that bad. Not that good. You can skip the second one. It's pretty bad.
No, I like the first one. It was pretty good.
The first one's really good. I've seen it a few times. And then number 6, I got The Suicide Squad. Not the one with Will Smith, the one with John Cena.
Yeah, I like that one a lot better than the first one. I didn't care for
that. Really? First one is one of my favorite DC movies. Will Smith as Deadshot, perfect casting.
I'm not saying they didn't cast good for it. It was just... Jared Leto could have been a better Joker. Listen, I think that was the writer's fault.
Jared Leto was a daggone good Joker. He was a really good Joker.
He could have been a really good Joker.
I was for his Joker, 100%.
I mean, we live in Kentucky. We can see a pale white guy with face tattoos walk outside.
Fair. But the Suicide Squad was pretty good, too. I'll be honest with you. When I watched it the first time, I wasn't big on it. I watched it, and me and my dad both looked at each other and was like, that was a bad movie. But then I watched it once or twice and then three times, and I was like, it's kind of growing on me a little bit. And then by the fourth time, I was like... Awesome. The only thing I had...
Oh, he's got damage tattooed on his forehead. It's crazy.
The only thing that I had a problem with the real Suicide... Or with the Suicide Squad was King Shark. They made King Shark...
They made him stupid.
They made him a stupid child is what it was. And funny. He's funny, but in the comics, he is a powerhouse.
Yeah.
Like, and they made him, I think, ridiculously nerfed. And I got Aquaman, and then to the Suicide Squad, and then number 3 I got Matt Reeves Batman. Yeah, I think it was fantastic. Don't get me wrong, I think
that's the Robert Pattinson.
Yes, yeah. I think Robert Pattinson. I could take him and leave, or leave him as Batman. He's not what makes that movie. I think they could do a better Batman, but the atmosphere that Matt Reeves made with that movie pulled straight out of the freaking comics.
Yeah, I think he did pretty good. I'm not saying he did fantastic, but I think he did. Robert Pattinson did pretty good at pulling off where he was, where Batman was in that time of
time 100%. Of his life. Yeah, because he was. It's supposed to be year two Batman.
Yeah, he's so, like
the Batmobile's a Charger.
Yeah, he's He's just now. He's still figuring everything out.
Yep.
Like and heart like. He's only stopped two-bit thugs, so not really a lot. Still like a little myth.
Right. He hasn't fought like superheroes or supervillains. Yeah.
He's right now he's just like a ghost story. He's not a legend or anything.
I did enjoy the Riddler in that one. I think they made him pretty cool. Like, hey, instead of just being a goofy killer, he was
He wasn't supposed to be just the Riddler. He's Hush.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that. And I'm for that. I love Hush in the comics.
Yeah.
Hush is another villain that is a force to be reckoned with. So I'm all for that. I think it gave us one of the scariest Jokers. You seen this Joker scene?
I seen it, but
it was cut from the movie, but you can see it online.
Yeah.
He gave us one of the absolute scariest Jokers, I think. And if he even looks remotely like he did in that scene, that'll be a Joker that will go down in history.
I still think if you want to see the best Joker ever, they need to cast Willem Dafoe.
I 100% agree. Like, Heath Ledger will forever be the best Joker, in my opinion. But
I think Willem Dafoe would beat him out of the water.
He might. I would love to see it because he would give Heath Ledger's Joker a run for his money.
Yeah.
And then I got Batman versus Superman. That movie, I think it's perfect from start to finish. Okay, I shouldn't say perfect, because I can find some things wrong with it that really bother me. The dream sequences.
Which movie is
that? Batman versus Superman.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like how Batman's dreaming of Superman wiping out all of humanity. I just don't like that.
Yeah.
But other than that, the movie's great. And then number one, I got The Dark Knight.
Is it the second one?
Yeah, Heath Ledger. Yeah, you can't beat the performance by Christian Bale, all that. So let's talk about the state of Marvel.
Yeah, they're not doing too good right
now. They're not doing too good right now.
They've had one successful movie since No Way Home, and it was Deadpool Wolverine.
Deadpool Wolverine, yeah.
It's
bad. It's getting bad.
I think they're giving up on comic book fans and they're trying to pander to a more woke audience.
They really are.
And they're in the process, they're losing what fans they got and not really seeing too much in return. I mean, really all it's causing is people to argue on Facebook.
I 100% agree.
And like, none of the woke people that they're trying to pander to is going to watch it because they really don't care as long as there's a gay black lesbian.
Right? No, I agree. It's getting a little too woke. And again, I have nothing wrong with if they want to cast a gay character, if they want to cast a gender swap. I have no problem with that. But don't let it impact the story, significantly. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to change everything about this character just to make them, you know, gay
That's the thing, though. Why are you changing a character to fit a description? Like, you're just throwing a name on a character. Yeah. You're throwing away a character.
I agree. They throw away, like we said earlier, they throw away Taskmaster.
Yeah.
He is someone who can stand toe-to-toe with the Punisher, with Spider-Man, with these big-name heroes, and he's getting, whooped by Black Widow? Come on now.
No, they just throw characters away. Like, if they want, I have no problem with, any type of superheroes as long as they're not throwing a character away. Like, nobody wants to see a white Nick Fury.
Right. Yeah. He was white in the comics, though.
Not all of them. He's mostly black in
the comics. I thought he was white in the comics. I've been wrong before.
Like, maybe in one or two issues.
But yeah, no, I agree. No one wants to see a white Nick Fury. No, like, straight up.
Nobody wants to see a white Blade or a white Luke Cage. Nobody wants that.
Yeah. 100% agree. And they, yeah. Like, I agree. What do you think about the TV shows at this point, the Marvel TV shows?
They could be doing better.
They could be doing a lot better. Like, they ruined, what's it called? Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I think it was bad. I think it was terrible.
That's another thing about the shows, though. What we talked about in the first episode is they're not the MCU isn't really cinema. They're events. You can't make an event out of a TV series.
Exactly. But a lot of these TV series, they should be movies. Moon Knight.
He should, like, some of them. And
that's a lot of.
In terms of storytelling, though, what they're doing with these TV shows, like Falcon and the Winter Soldier, they're telling a story with that. I get it. That kind of needed to be a show. There's a lot of details to go over. Needed to be a show.
I agree.
WandaVision could have been a movie.
Could have been a really good movie.
Yeah, could have been a good movie. But no, they turned that into a show. But I think that was because Disney Plus was just really getting off the ground and they wanted MCU something.
They put exclusives so you had to get in. Yeah, no, yeah. I agree. Moon Knight, I think, would have been a fantastic movie.
Yeah, it definitely could have just been a movie.
I love the show.
Yeah, it was a great show.
I thought it was fantastic. Like, it was a really good show. She-Hulk, a lot of people did not like it. She-Hulk done a lot for the MCU. I know a lot of people don't, you know, recognize what she done, but, like, think about it. Did you watch She-Hulk?
Yeah.
Okay, so the finale. They bring in Scar, Hulk's son.
Yeah.
So, a World War Hulk movie, or a Planet Hulk movie, I think is what it's called, not World War Hulk, but Planet Hulk movie, is inevitable. It is coming soon.
I don't think it'll be a movie. I think it'll be a show.
If it's a TV show, I'm going to lose my mind.
It'll probably be a show, and it probably won't, unless you hear anything about Disney getting the rights over Universal, you're not going to hear anything about, anything about Hulk going on to a planet on by himself? No. So they're going to have to throw some other heroes in there and just use Hulk along the way, but it will not be a Planet Hulk movie until Universal signs some rights over.
Yeah, I know. But if it's a show, I'm going to lose my mind. I don't know.
They'll probably talk about it in another show.
Yeah, they probably really will.
I bang this chick on another planet, and I come back, and I got a son.
Yeah. Like, they're fumbling it. Like,
yeah.
I completely agree. These movies, or these TV shows, just, they didn't help the MCU.
What they could use these TV shows for is to do origin stories. Like,
I'm alright with the Daredevil TV show coming out.
Yeah. Street level heroes should have their own TV shows.
I don't know. I would love to, as much as I'm good with a TV show with Daredevil. Love Daredevil. He's one of my favorite heroes. I want a Daredevil movie. I want a Daredevil movie more than anything.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. He's a street level fighter. Like, he's blind and he has echo hearing. He's not really super strength or super speed or anything. He should have been named Batman.
He's got sonar hearing. He definitely should have been Batman.
Yeah, and Batman's a billionaire. He's a freaking billionaire who dresses up in armor at night and goes and fights criminals. He should have been called Daredevil.
I agree.
Or Ghost Rider should have been called Daredevil. He's riding a freaking motorcycle.
Oh my gosh, yes. So, got any predictions for upcoming Marvel movies? Like, the next one we'll be reviewing is Brave New World.
Brave New World.
Yeah. Captain America, Brave New World.
Oh, yeah.
We'll soon be seeing Red Hulk.
I thought... you mean MCU.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I meant, yeah. Predictions for upcoming MCU movies.
Okay. No real predictions. I think Hulk's gonna make some cameos.
Yeah.
Or if not a cameo, he's gonna be end credits scene. Credits scene or whatever.
I don't know how I feel about Brave New World. It looks good, but I don't have a lot of high hopes for it. Just being straight up with you, I don't have a lot of high hopes for it.
Poor qual.
I don't know. After Falcon and Winter Soldier, it's hard for me to get back on this Captain America train. Like, I love Captain America. Yeah, I think
he's Sam Wilson.
Yeah,
Sam Wilson is Captain America now.
Yeah, I know.
It's gonna stay like that for a while.
I know.
Suck it up.
It has nothing to do with Sam Wilson. He's a great character. What's the guy's name who plays him? Anthony Mackie. Fantastic actor. Love him in almost everything he's played. It has nothing to do with that. It has the fact that Captain America, or not Captain America, Winter Soldier and Falcon, or Falcon Winter Soldier, I just didn't enjoy. And it was him as Captain America at the end. And
that's what I'm saying. Like, as an origin story for Sam Wilson becoming the new Captain America, Falcon and the Winter Soldier is a great origin story.
Yeah, I guess, but I don't really agree. What do you think about RDJ coming back to Dr. Doom?
I think it's a trick.
A trick?
Yeah. It's not the first time the MCU's done some crap like this.
Think he's playing a variant?
If he is, it's a cheap...
Cheap cop-out?
Yeah, it's a cheap cop-out for bringing him back.
I agree.
Unless he's like some type of, I don't know. I think it's a trick.
There is a comic book storyline where Iron Man becomes Dr. Doom.
Yeah, they go to college together and they switch bodies. And
yeah
I've read that one. I think it's a trick. It's not the first time the MCU has tried to trick us. Even in the Infinity War trailers, they had everybody rushing at Thanos. They had the big Hulk. They had Hulk rushing at him and everything. That didn't happen. The No Way Home, they just showed Spider-Man swinging in it.
Yep.
Tom Holland swinging in at everybody. I think it's a trick.
Yep.
I don't think they have any standards on how they will try and trick us.
I'm okay with it being a trick.
I'm not saying it shouldn't be a trick. Like,
if it's a variant, I'm for it. You know what I mean? Cool. Do not make this man Dr. Doom. Our Dr. Doom. Like, our legitimate Dr. Doom. Don't make him that.
Yeah, they don't even bring it up.
Don't even bring up the fact that he looks like Tony Stark. That Tom Holland and him were fighting, and he's like, "You look familiar." Like, no, dude. Like, oh, Jesus.
Like, it's just a big Avengers scene. They finally bring Deadpool in. He's the only one.
The only one commentating on this. Like, no,
he's the only one that notices that he looks exactly like Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, dude, don't do that. Like,
actually, now that we've talked about it, I kind of would like to see that happen.
I would not, dude. I'd be so mad. Like, I'd much rather appreciate him being a variant, or at the end of this whole multiverse saga, we get the real Dr. Doom. That would be great. Or he's Dr. Doom for just Doomsday. But in Secret Wars, the real Dr. Doom comes out.
Speaking of variants, what kind of Wolverine variants did you want to see in the...
Oh, my God.
That we didn't see that you would have liked to in Deadpool Wolverine?
What's the guy, the Harry Potter guy?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe. I'd have loved to have seen Daniel Radcliffe as a Wolverine. Yeah.
I went into this knowing there was no hope of seeing this variant, but I wanted to see Danny DeVito as Fat Wolverine. Because there's a comic book line where he gives himself, he doesn't really take away his powers, but it speeds up his aging. So he can age with Jean Grey, and he gets fat and old. And I think where Danny DeVito's so short, he would have been a perfect little short, fat Wolverine.
I did not expect that. That'd been a fantastic variant to see. That'd been hilarious. I did not expect to see Short King, the variant. We'll go ahead and skip to Deadpool Wolverine right now. I did not expect to see the short Short King variant.
Oh no, I 110% knew that if they was going to show variants of Wolverine, that they was going to mention height difference.
Well, you know, Short King is like a comic book series, it's not like that's not the name of the series, but like there's a Short King Wolverine is what they call him.
Short King.
Yeah. You had to look it up. It's really good. And then you got Old Man Logan, like one of my all-time favorite comic book series. Like Wolverine.
That's a problem I did have with it. The only variant they didn't use Wolverine Hugh Jackman for was Cavalrine.
I know, yeah.
I kind of wish that they had used other actors.
Do you know that's the first time that Disney broke their no-smoking rule? They have a rule of no-smoking on screen. And that's what I read online, and Henry Cavill broke that rule.
Neat. But I kind of wish that they had used other actors to...
I do, too. That's one of my biggest complaints about the variant scenes. Like, I didn't want just a bunch of Hugh Jackman. Yeah. Give me different actors as cameos. That would have been fantastic.
Yeah. I enjoyed them nonetheless.
Oh, yeah. I had a great time with them. Because a lot of them were straight out comic books. Like I said, Old Man Logan, that's from the comic.
I kind of wish that they had used Clint Eastwood for that.
I do too. I said the exact same thing. Like I thought Clint Eastwood would have made a great Old Man Logan.
I don't think he knows anything about the MCU.
No, yeah, it would have been a long shot getting him.
But all he had to do was shoot the guy in the red suit. I think he would have.
Yeah, I think he would have, like, at least not had to.
The cowboy hat and shoot the guy in the red suit. He would have done that.
Oh, yeah. But Old Man Logan is the storyline, you know, where he doesn't use his claws, he uses guns. And... That was a cool variant. Then the variant where he's on the X, like crucified on the skull, straight off a comic book cover. That was amazing. And then when he comes in and Deadpool's like, "Is that the suit that you fought Hulk in?" And Hulk comes over and he like does the Loki line. Oh my gosh! I told you on the way there that I wanted to see a Wolverine and Hulk fight, and if that happened, it'd be my number one movie.
You didn't get the fight.
Didn't get the fight that took that away from me. If they don't make...
It was a Deadpool Wolverine movie, though.
I know, but I want to see a Hulk fight.
They're talking about it now. That's another thing. If they do Wolverine, nobody wants to see Wolverine fight Smart Hulk.
Yeah, no. He'd have to fight a Hulk variant or go to planet.
I think it's cool that he's the Smart Hulk now, but again, like...
You don't like that?
You don't like it?
I mean, I said, do you like it? Or?
I think it's cool.
Right.
But he's going to have to do other stuff.
I agree.
Like, I would rather him go back and face older villains than them try and adapt a different comic book fight with him. Like, I don't want to see Wolverine fight Smart Hulk.
Yeah, I don't either. I want him, the full raged out Hulk, like the variant we saw.
Yeah.
That was obviously a Hulk variant.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Deadpool and Wolverine, what was your initial thoughts on the movie?
It was a good nostalgic ride, you know?
I agree. Like, the nostalgia carried it a lot for me. Here's where I differ from, I think, your opinion. I think it was a little overhyped. Now, when I say it's overhyped, I don't say it's a bad movie, by no means. No. Fantastic movie, enjoyed it. I watched it 4 times in theaters.
Yeah.
Like, I saw a total of 4 times. But.
How many times did you watch it before you thought it was overhyped?
Twice. My second ride through, I was like, my first ride, I was like, that's a fantastic movie. It's one of my favorites. Second ride, I was like, okay. Yeah. I've seen all this. It wasn't a good story. Like, it had good story elements, but.
Yeah, for, for a movie to be overhyped, I've got to be disappointed with it the first time around.
That's fair.
Joker 2.
That's fair. Joker 2, another bad movie. We're just going to go ahead and say it in every episode now. Don't watch the Joker 2.
How could you do this to me, Joaquin?
Is there going to be a running joke now? You're going to talk straight to Joaquin Phoenix?
Yes.
No, I think it was overhyped, but nonetheless, great movie. I loved seeing Wesley Snipes come back as Blade.
Yeah, no, yeah, when we went to watch it that first time, I was telling you about it in the car. I was like, I think it'd be pretty. They never mentioned anything in the trailers, but I was like, I think it'd be pretty cool if Wesley Snipes come back.
Yeah, and we were taking bets on what cameo we were going to see in the movie. Yeah, we knew there were going to be cameos. I didn't expect to see Elektra.
Yeah, we'll talk about gambling a little bit. We're addicts.
Yeah. Welcome to Gamblers Anonymous.
Yeah.
I didn't expect to see Elektra at all.
No, I didn't either.
The joke she made about Ben Affleck's Daredevil.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. Like, he's like,
yeah, nobody cared.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, it's fine. Because they got divorced in real life.
Yeah.
He's like, no, this, it was fine. Fine. Yeah, that was really funny. Okay, so we've talked a lot about Marvel. Let's talk about the state of the DCU. What do you think about James Gunn?
I don't think he's starting off too good.
I don't either. I think he is.
I'm not saying that his movies aren't going to be good. I just think he should have. I think he should have waited until there was no more previous DCEU product.
Yeah, I agree, because we were getting James Gunn's new DCEU, and then we was also getting like old DCEU. It's like, this is going to be the last one to come out. It's like, why am I even going to watch it?
Yeah.
Like, The Flash came out and already announced, like, this is going to be the last DCEU of the Snyderverse, and I was like, man, why am I even going to watch this movie then?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I wish still went, but.
Yeah. No,
James Gunn did make some of the really good Marvel movies.
Yeah, he made good Marvel movies, but He really should have just waited until everybody finished out their contracts and whatnot, and everybody finished making those movies. Just before he even started anything.
I agree.
But I'm not gonna say it's completely his fault. I mean, he's the new Kevin Feige over there.
So, basically, yeah.
He's probably getting some pressure from Warner Bros. Too.
Though. Yeah, 100%. Don't get me wrong, I have no hope for it. Like, I really I have little hope for it. I've seen screenshots of the new Superman. I've seen screenshots of, like, his outfit, and doesn't really do it for me. I don't like his outfit. I don't like the actor they got to play Superman. He's not really a big actor. To me, he's not. I didn't recognize him. And
that could be good.
It could be good. Yeah, I agree. I have little to no hope for it, but I will go watch it with an open mind, 100%.
Yeah, it's supposed to be about Brainiac, ain't it?
I think so.
Brainiac's the big old baddie over.
I think so. Yes. The only problem that I had with Batman v Superman, one of the other problems I had, the dream sequences, and also had the fact that they killed off Jimmy Olsen. He's like a really good friend of Superman's in the comics.
I don't remember them killing him.
Remember in the beginning, whenever Lois Lane goes to the terrorists and is taking pictures and doing the interview, and that photographer gets out, and is like, Jimmy Olsen, and like they shoot him immediately, like almost immediately.
I don't remember that.
Oh, he gets out to help Lois Lane, and they find out like he was sent there to bargain with them, and they're just like, this is what happens, and shoot him. They kill Jimmy Olsen in 15 minutes.
Yeah,
I didn't like that. But Jimmy Olsen's supposed to be bigger in this one.
I told you to watch this a minute ago. Did you ever watch My Adventures with Superman?
I have not watched it yet. Have you watched the Harley Quinn one?
No.
So we both got to get on that.
Yeah.
You said, who was the voice of Superman?
Jack Quaid.
Jack Quaid. Which brings us to our final topic for the night.
The Boys.
The Boys. What do you think about The Boys?
I thought it was a wild ride. Frenchie, straight, gay, straight, you know.
I agree.
I don't like that Butcher manifested tentacle powers.
Yeah. For anyone who read the comics, that Numb Butcher is going to be the big bad guy.
Yeah.
Because he's the big bad guy in the comics. Like, he spends all his time killing the, you know, Supes with the boys, and then he just straight up is like, killing the boys too. I love the comic book series. It's one of my favorites. The way that they ended it with him kind of, with Homelander kind of taking over the White House, is a straight sign from the comics. It happened straight from the comics.
Yeah, but the show does not really rely heavily on the
comics. No, no, there's a lot of different stuff in the comics than in the show. I agree. I enjoyed it. Like, it's gory, it's funny, it's some of the best superhero media we have.
Yeah.
Between that and I think Invincible, I think they're both made by Seth Rogen. Am I wrong?
What?
Made by Seth Rogen? Not made by, but he has like some kind of helping hand in The Boys and.
I don't think he has anything to do with The Boys. I think he made a cameo or once.
He did make a cameo, but I thought he had something to do with The Boys.
No. He's a voice actor in Invincible.
Invincible. I thought for some reason he had something to do with The Boys.
Not that I'm aware of, no.
I could be wrong. We'll find out. We'll talk about it again. I do have one more thing I want to talk about, too. The Boys is great. Like, I love it. Black Noir, I thought it was hilarious how they replaced him this season.
Yeah.
That was funny. He's like, it's like the guy passes out and he's like, he's narcoleptic.
That was hilarious. It made one of the funniest memes for me is somebody posted a clip from the first Shrek movie when they were selling all the fairy god creatures and whatnot in Shrek, and they're all like, he can fly. He can fly, and then it just said Starlight. He can talk.
He can talk. That's a good one. I like that. That's the first thing she says. Like he talks. We talked about Noel and Venom. Last thing we'll talk about. I have read a lot about the Spawn remake. What do you think?
I ain't heard nothing.
You heard nothing about it?
Other than from what you've told me, I ain't heard nothing about.
I've heard. Again, I don't know how solid this is. I've only read a few articles on it. Jamie Foxx is playing Spawn.
Not a bad cast.
Not a bad cast at all. I think it's pretty on the nose. Only thing that I got a problem with, and it's not really a big problem, I'll give it a chance because they're a hit or miss. Blumhouse.
Yeah.
Like, they're a horror studio, and Spawn needs horror. But Blumhouse is a hit or miss, dude.
Yeah, it's just one of those things you're going to have to wait and see.
Yeah, I know. And Spawn is, out of all
the comics. I don't know much about the comics. Oh, really? I know I really like the Michael Jai White. Is that how you say his middle name?
Jai? I think so. Do you know that man is a real life, like.
Yeah, he's real life badass.
Yeah, for real, dude. Like, he has mastered, like, a lot of different, like, fighting styles. And
yeah.
That's the man right there. Like, but. Yeah, that was one of my favorite movies growing up, and I have
still surprises me to this day that John Leguizamo.
That what?
John Leguizamo, the guy who voiced Sid in Ice Age.
Yeah,
he played the fat clown.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
That's still surprising.
All right, we're getting that time to wrap it up for this last episode. So, like, subscribe, follow us. Letterboxd will links will be in the description if you want to follow us on Letterboxd for all of our movie ratings.
All right, and we will see you guys next week.
Later.